Your grandmother is calling you, Mama yelled across the room. But Anna rubbed her eyes and rose from her mattress. She'd been drawing and writing and must have dozed off mid-poem. She gave her body a good stretch and walked out to the main room. Mama sat on a dining chair with Marisol, and Papa lay on the couch napping. But Anna, rapido, Mama insisted. Bella called you over. The doctor and his daughter will be here soon. But Anna placed her notebook on the tiny stool by the door and quietly put on her chancletas. Do I have to go? She held the door ajar, hoping Mama would let her off the hook. She wished she could just disappear. Yes, mija, go. Your abuela is counting on you. She's excited to finally have guests again. She has a whole menu planned for them and everything. Bella's B&B was the only hotel in town. But Anna wondered if that would ever change. A few bigger hotels had popped up by neighboring beaches, but so far Pitaya remained a quiet village, mostly tourist-free. But Anna stomped out the door, her forehead wrinkled with annoyance. Bella was sweeping the steps to the screened-in Commodore. Pitufo was perched on her shoulder. The dining area was sparkling. Abuelo had spruced up the landscaping too, clearing debris and pruning the foliage. Things looked almost as good as they had before the storm.
¡Qué bueno! You changed out of your wet clothes. I think they're almost here, Bella said. Your abuelo says he saw the boat pulling up when he was walking home with Pastor Pablo.
And what am I supposed to do with her again?
Be a good host. Take her for a walk and show her around. I've got fresh coconut bread that your mama baked this afternoon, too. Cheeky's secret recipe.
Fine, but Anna grumbled. I'll wait right here. She let the entire weight of her body collapse dramatically onto one of Bella's outdoor chairs.
It won't be long, Bella said. Just be nice.
In the distance, Barana spotted the guests as they turned off the main path. The girl was about her height, with brown hair down to her shoulders and pink, sun-kissed cheeks. Her father looked Honduran. His skin was brown and his features dark. But Barana concluded the girl's mom was white because her skin was fairer than his. The doctor approached with a smile, but the girl looked nervous. Barana got up from her chair.
Bienvenidos, she said.
Gracias, eres Barana, the doctor asked her.
Sí, guess they know my name.
Esta es mi hija, Abby.
He placed his arm around his daughter.
Tiene 12 años.
Mucho gusto,
Barana said in a raspy voice. Why did this girl need babysitting if she was 12? The exact same age as Barana? The friendly doctor thanked her for agreeing to show his daughter around, and Barana didn't have the heart to say anything rude. She forced herself to smile and took the guests over to their casita as they awkwardly rolled their suitcases along the uneven ground.